Good morning. Today we deal with faith and we deal with surrender to the will, our own will, to the will of God. As we hear in the first reading, we hear Abraham, and he's told to leave everything, stop doing it his way, and surrender to the plan of God in his life. We sit there and we listen to St. Paul in the second reading, and I want you to focus on that for a moment. Because Paul talks about bear with the share of your share of the hardship of the gospel and the strength that comes from God. So he's talking about, okay, if you're going to be a follower of Christ, you're going to have to deal with hardship. And I want you to share with it and get your strength from God. Don't focus on your weakness. Focus on strength that comes from God. Forget about yourself. Forget about it, huh? And then the next line he tells us, he saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began. So before you and I were ever created, God had a plan. Your plan was to be holy. His plan for you is to be holy. His plan for you is to be filled with grace, huh? And see, that's what he would do when Jesus appeared and there was Moses and there was Elijah. They were preparing him to undergo his crucifixion. They are preparing him and giving him strength to forget about himself and his humanity and to say yes and to surrender to the plan of God. Huh? As I talked about 2 weeks ago, I finished my next book, which is called Surrender. And as I finished it and I went through the whole stuff and I was focusing on it, I really think that my own life and in other people's lives, you know, I loved her, I've talked about before, Pastor Greg Gershell's book on the Christian atheist, where he talks about, you know, a Christian atheist is one who, we all know what an atheist is, you know, I don't believe in God, and I don't do anything. A Christian atheist is one who says, oh yeah, I believe in Jesus, and, you know, I gave my life to him, but they're living in sin, they're committing adultery, they're fornicating, they're getting drunk every night. They say, oh yeah, I believe, but their life shows that they're an atheist. They don't live their life for Christ, huh? They live their life for themselves, but they believe in Jesus as their Savior. And so that's the problem. But Jesus can't be your Savior unless he's your Lord. That means he's in charge of every single part of your life. If there is one part of your life he is not Lord of, then he's not Lord of any of your life. Again, people in dealing with me, they'll say, Father, you know, I'm good in everything else. It's just this one little sin here that I struggle with. Or it's just this one little thing. People of God, if I have a bird, and a bird is free, and I tie one little thread, just one little itty-bitty thread on that bird's leg, can that bird fly? No. He's a slave because he's stuck. He can't fly away because I have one little thread tied to his leg. One thing in our life that we have not handed over to the Lordship of Jesus keeps us from the holiness he wants from us, keeps us from doing his will the way we're called to do his will. Again, I believe that we rarely hear it, we rarely talk about it, but the number one thing that's necessary in the Christian life is the surrender of our hearts and our lives to God on a daily basis, that we fully surrender our lives. We just don't go through the motions of doing God's way. That means what we had to do, like again, we celebrated the Feast of St. Joseph here as our patron yesterday. And Joseph had a great plan for his life, I'm sure. He was going to marry Mary. They were going to have kids. He was going to be a carpenter. And he had a whole plan. I'm sure it was a great plan. But then all of a sudden, he heard his plan got changed. He finds out Mary's pregnant, and it wasn't from him. And she looks at him and says, oh, don't worry, Joseph. It was God. God's the father of this child. Yeah, oh, that's nice. You know, think about what he had to go through. And then the angel appeared to him and said, do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. The child within her will be called Son of God, and you will name him Jesus, huh? So, he had to take his plan, which was a great plan, and completely surrender it to God's plan for him. Mary, I'm sure, had a plan for her life, too. The angel appeared to her, and she had to change her plan to God's plan. Jesus, in his humanity, as he was preaching, he had to surrender to the plan of the Father. Now again, we make this a very easy thing for Jesus, but it was not, right? As we see in the agony in the garden. Father, let this cup pass me by. I don't want to do this, Father. But if it's what you want, that's what I want. And he surrendered himself, as you look up there, he surrendered himself to the will of the Father. How about you and me? Are we living our life that we're living our plan, that we do what we want to do every day, and then every once in a while we ask God to bless us? Or are we people who really take our lives and surrender it to the plan of God? Are we like Abraham? Remember, here's Abraham. He's an old man. And then he says, okay, I want you to leave everything, and I want you to go where I'm going to send you. And Abraham, that's why he's called the father of the faith. He says, yes, God, and he does that. Now, let me give you a hint. When you and I surrender to the will of God, you're going to die. It's going to kill you, as I've talked about before. But people, it's not a death that is life, it's not an eternal death. It's a death that opens yourself then to true life. When Mary said no to her will, when Joseph said no to his will, when Jesus said no to his will in the agony and said yes to the will of the Father, life was brought into the earth. Life was given them. Jesus is no longer on the cross. He is risen, huh? He is alive. And we cannot experience the fullness of life of resurrection unless we surrender it all and die to our will. Lord, I surrender it all to you. Today at Mass, after Mass, they'll be handing out to you, all of you, a nice little prayer card. And the prayer card in the front of it has St. Joseph Church, and it has the Trinity up there, right? There's a picture of the Trinity. April did a good job, took a picture of our Trinity there. And on the back is, of course, the prayer I've talked about 1,000 times in this parish. I put in my book, the old book, and it's also in the new book. It's the prayer I say every morning. And it's the prayer of the Holy Spirit prayer of surrender. And so I encourage you, make sure you take this, put it in your prayer book. And if you haven't, most of you have really learned to pray the Cardinal Mercier's prayer of surrender to the Holy Spirit. But if you haven't, this is your opportunity that you sit there and every day you surrender yourself to the power of God. You say, Lord, I have plans today, but I'm willing to put them to the side because I exist today, Lord, to do it your way, to follow your plan. My plan doesn't matter. Your plan always trumps mine. Is that the way you pray every morning? Is that the way I pray every morning? Or do I just say, Lord, bless me, help me through this day? Or like some people, their big thing is, well, I thank God every day of my life for what he's done for me. Ooh. You thank God every day for everything he's done for you? What's that got to do with anything? Well, thank him, yes. But do you surrender to him? That's what he wants. He wants more than, oh, thank you, God, that you blessed me today. And then when things go bad one day, you don't bless God because I had a bad day. I'm not thanking him for anything today. Then it's all about you. What he wants to know is, will you surrender everything to me? Will you live your will today? Today is Sunday. Are you going to do what you want today? Are you going to do what he wants today? Huh? Last night I got to Mass. I tried to make everybody feel guilty. I try to do that. I'm losing my touch. And I sat there and I told them, I says, you know, this is the feast of St. Joseph. In an hour from now, we're going to come out. I let them out early at 6 o'clock. And we're going to come back here and we're going to honor St. Joseph on his feast day. So I want you all to come back, huh? How could you not? And how many of you pagans here didn't come to St. Joseph? This is his house. This is his place. He is our patron. And yet very few people showed up to offer him homage and offer him thanks for all the things. Very, very few people. Because we don't care. We do it our way. Huh? Who the hell is St. Joseph? He's the foster father of Jesus Christ. And Jesus honored him. Who are we not to honor him? But many of us did not. Because it cramps our style. I have more important things to do on Saturday night. I had my plans for today. How nice. But Jesus wanted you here to honor his father on his feast day. His foster father, as he did. How come we at this parish didn't? Because we want to do things our way. We have our own plans. And we don't want anything to interrupt our plans. Well, every day you and I got to sit there and start thinking, is this about me? Am I following Christ the way I want to follow Christ? Or Or am I following Christ the way he wants me to follow him? Notice the apostles in the transfiguration. They wanted to focus on how they felt. Lord, it is good that we are here. Let us build three columns, three tents, and let us stay here. And then the Father says, excuse me, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Stop doing it your way. Stop wanting to stay where you're at, that you're going to feel good because it's good for us to be here. Don't just do things that make you feel good because I want to do it. It makes me fuzzy inside. Listen to Jesus. And then when they all disappeared, there's that one line there. They only saw Jesus. Don't listen to Oprah. Don't listen to your stomach. Don't listen to Dr. Phil. Don't listen to the latest self-help book you read. Listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Surrender your life and your plan to his life and his plan, and experience the peace he wants to give you. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? We'll see. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Well, even though it is Lent, we're going to do a baptism at Mass. And again, most places don't allow baptisms at all during all of Lent. But I am one that everybody should get this. There's nothing in the teaching of the church that says we can't do a baptism during Lent, because life is to be given to anybody who asks for it. And little Milton's asking for it, right? Boy, you all look the same. Where'd you come from there? Look how cute with that hair. Uh-huh. Are you all ready? You don't seem already. You look at the smile. Are we finally going to get a priest out of here, Milton? Are you going to be the priest? Say yes. It'll be the greatest thing. Yeah. You see how he's smiling? Then he'll hear your confession. It'll be the greatest thing. Aren't you excited? It'll take him a couple hours. I know. Your mommies and your daddies, it'll be great. So, look at, she's crying back there. Because she can't be a priest. That's why. She's all upset. I know, I know. Okay, so let's pray for him. My dear brothers and sisters, let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ to look lovingly on Milton, who is about to be baptized, on his parents and godparents and all the baptized. And in response will be, Lord, hear our prayer.